Hello. If you're able to, please close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And a deep breath out. Relax your shoulders. Unclench your jaw. Take another deep breath in. And another breath out. You can open your eyes now. My name is David, and welcome to Mindful Moments. How are you today? I hope you're well. I am very well, thank you. It is, officially, the start of spring. So, happy spring. Spring has sprung. Spring and summer are my favourite seasons. I can't decide between the two. I love to be warm. I love to be in the sun. But the arrival of spring just means so much. It means so many things. Renewal, rebirth. I just feel like the symbolism that's in spring and the fact that the days begin to be longer, the day is brighter, for a longer amount of time. There's something about it that just lifts my spirits every year. And this year, having taken the second half of winter, the latter half of winter, a little bit more slowly, spring coming has really lifted my spirits even more than it does in a usual year. So I'm very happy that spring has arrived, and happy spring to everybody. I've also returned from holiday. I had a wonderful holiday. I was in Japan and Thailand, two absolutely amazing places. Very different. Japan was very cold. Thailand was very hot. So suitcase space was used to the maximum. And feel very good. Feel really wonderful. Shared it with amazing, amazing people. And yeah, just feeling really, really wonderful. Because it was such an amazing holiday, I resolved myself when I got back to not be sad. I said, you know what? You couldn't have asked for anything more from this holiday. Usually you get holiday blues. I will not have holiday blues. I will get home and I'll be happy. But here I am, feeling a little bit blue. I do feel a little bit down. I think it's inevitable when you come back from a holiday that you feel a little bit down. Even though towards the end of a holiday, I feel, if not wanting to leave what I'm doing, I feel ready for it at least because mentally you're prepared. You know, you have a certain amount of time to enjoy it and then soon it will be over. But this time especially, I just feel really, it's hit me. I miss it. I miss it a lot. I miss it a lot. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about good things coming to an end. Good things. There's an expression, all good things come to an end. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think sometimes there are good things that change form, but don't necessarily come to an end. And also, as you know very well, I don't ever like to speak anything negative over myself. So if I think that something is good and I want it around forever, I'm going to believe it's going to be around forever. But there are some things which are good and finite in nature. And that doesn't make them any less worth doing, having, or being a part of. And that's really what I want to talk about today. So I shall. Not everything in life is good. We don't always get to enjoy ourselves. We don't always get to feel the positive emotions, which is why they're so valuable. It's why they're so important. Things being fleeting, things being of a shorter nature, makes them precious. Scarcity makes things precious. And some good things do come to an end. Obviously, with the example of me just being on holiday, the reason holiday is so wonderful is because it's a departure from your normal life. The expression familiarity breeds contempt. I think contempt is a strong word, but in nature, that expression, meaning that the things we're familiar with, we get tired of, is very true for human nature. We do get tired of things that are familiar to us, which is why, for example, somewhere you go for a holiday could be wonderful for the time you're there on holiday, but were it to be your full-time life, you might cease to enjoy it as much. I think that's one of the big reasons why when we leave a holiday and come back, we feel a bit blue, but eventually settle back into our lives because we do actually enjoy our lives. I do enjoy my normal day-to-day life, and I understand that every day can't necessarily be like that, which is why on holiday, I had the best time ever. First of all, the minor annoyances that might stick with you or needle you a little bit more in your day-to-day life don't stick to you like that on holiday. Someone bumps into me in the street, I might think for a few seconds afterwards, oh, that's annoying. It might lower my mood for a couple of minutes. On holiday, I let it go. I'm on holiday. What are we going to think about this for? And that determination to enjoy 100% of my time, that appreciation for the fact that my time is limited, helps me to be more present, helps me to enjoy the present more. Another reason that a holiday is so fun, the scarcity of time means that I'm more present. And it's interesting, when good things come to an end, sometimes I personally feel ungrateful for being sad about it. I feel like I shouldn't complain, I shouldn't be upset, I should just be happy that I had it, know that, you know, it's something that wasn't guaranteed to me, that I could very easily not have had, so I need to be grateful for having experienced it. But really, it's actually okay to be upset when good things come to an end. In fact, it's logical. It was a good thing. I really enjoyed it. I loved it, in fact, and now I don't have it anymore. Of course, I'm going to be a bit down for a little bit about it. Trying to ignore that fact in the name of, I don't know, self-righteousness, I guess, by saying, you know, nope, I'm going to be a very good person and refuse to let myself get upset about this because that would be ungrateful of me. It's not ungrateful of me. In fact, I'm super grateful that I had that experience, which is why I enjoyed it so much, which is equally why I miss or feel the absence of it. And I've been talking about holiday, but really, just more broadly, when talking about good things coming to an end. When something good comes to an end, it's very difficult to handle. I felt positively about it because it was objectively good. I enjoyed being a part of it or having it or it being around. And now it doesn't exist anymore. I feel its absence very keenly. How then can I not be upset? How then can I not feel down about that? How then can I not have more difficult feelings to process? That said, good things coming to an end is a part of life. Everything has its season. Things go in cycles. And there are times where the good things we experience cease to be. It's interesting. I feel like in a lot of areas, sometimes I used to avoid good things if I knew that they weren't going to last very long. In order to prevent the pain of tomorrow, avoid this choice today. Even if something is good, if it's going to be fleeting, it's not going to last. I know I'm going to have to deal with the sadness of losing it later, so I just won't bother at all. And I don't know whether it's age, whether it's maturity, whether it's my experiences, but now I really think and act in a way that means that if something is going to be good, even if it's going to be temporary, I will do everything I can to experience it anyway. Life is short, life is fleeting, and there are always things to be enjoyed. And I think just because something ends or doesn't last forever, I don't think that makes it any less worth experiencing. Life can be hard enough, so any good, I feel, has to be appreciated and felt while it's around. Any opportunity to feel good has to be taken. And sometimes the short-term nature of something is exactly what makes it so special. It enhances the experience of experiencing a good thing when you know that good thing isn't going to be around forever or isn't going to last forever. There's also something to be said. There's also a lot to be said for the resonance of an emotional memory of experiencing something good. Experiencing good things gives us good memories. And the power of a memory is never to be underestimated. A lot of the things we aim for in life or we push towards are placed there in the future by having experienced something akin to it in the past. Me experiencing this wonderful holiday has made me more eager to travel in future and to see wonderful things and experience the same thing again. Something good, however fleeting, can move us so much that pushes us towards similar good in the future. The way that a good feeling echoes forwards in our lives means that even if a good thing is fleeting, even if a good thing is short, it still had the impact that it needs to have. However long the season that we experience it for gets to last, is, however long that season is, yeah, sometimes it doesn't matter if that's a very short season. Sometimes it doesn't matter if it's a very fleeting thing. It's just wonderful to have experienced something good in the first place. I also think that previously avoiding good things just because I didn't think they were going to last very long, sometimes that's a bit defeatist. Sometimes it's really, it feels like self-preservation, but really it's out of fear. It's fear that I won't be able to handle the feeling of a good thing going away. So therefore I push it away before I can be hurt by it, or I can be hurt by it leaving or hurt by its absence. Again, however, I feel like that approach leads us to miss out on a lot in life. I feel like that approach limits our happiness in ways that we don't need to. Not all good things come to an end. And even if they do, it might not even be with the finality that we expect, essentially, is what I'm trying to say. Even if a good thing does come to an end, the good that comes of that good thing, the legacy that it leaves, the echoes that it leaves as we move forwards, are very worth having experienced the good thing in the first place. I think sometimes of friendships that have been made in proximity, as in I'm in the same place as someone for a limited amount of time and we become friends. Even if that friendship doesn't become a lifelong friendship where we see each other all the time and last for the rest of my life, does that not mean that it wasn't something that was very dear to me at the time that it existed? Of course not. Does that not mean that the person didn't affect me positively and in ways that shaped me into being the person I am, because everyone we meet has an impact on who we become? Does it mean that it wasn't worth it just because it wasn't forever? Of course not. Good things come to an end. And that's what can make them so precious. So yeah, I think the whole point of today, not that every episode needs to have a point, but if today were to have a point, I would say that I just think good things are always worth experiencing, even if they're going to come to an end, even if they're fragile or fleeting or not forever. It doesn't make them any less good. It doesn't mean that the limits of the good are confined within the time we get to experience it directly. Experiencing good things and having good memories is one of the cornerstones of our contentment. I truly believe that. So, a holiday, a job, a relationship, a friendship, anything is worth experiencing if it makes us happy, even if it may not be forever. Something doesn't have to be forever for it to be valuable. Some good things come to an end. That's all fine. It's absolutely fine. We can deal with it. We can handle it. And more good things come. I think that's really all I have today. As I said, just got back from holiday. I'm gearing up to go again. But yeah, those are my thoughts. Good things are worth experiencing all the time. If we can have them, we should. Thank you very much for listening to me today. Thank you for being here. It's good to be back. Whatever you're doing this week, I hope you have a wonderful one.